Mary know anything of the man that Jesus would grow up into, what he would have to go through and to suffer? She might have had an inkling when she takes with Joseph the baby Jesus to the temple. Simeon gives a prophecy that one day that baby will pierce her heart like a sword piercing her heart. But she didn't really know, did she, everything that was going to happen? We don't know. And neither do we know what effect in the future the present will have. We just have to trust that God does know now in our lives. Difficult, demanding, surprising, unreasonable. Though sometimes we might think it is to be, that it's for a purpose, including a purpose that we might not realise or know about in this life. And what God wants to do in our lives might not just be for ourselves either. Those trials might not only be about God refining and purifying our faith. We still live, I think, in the culture that was emphasized in the 80s, the me, me, me culture. Get to the top. It's about you, your success. You go ahead, do what you want, regardless of how many people you trample upon or push off the ladder. And that still, I think, affects our lives. It certainly affects our society. Particularly in the West, it affects our lives. And it can affect church life. Oh, let's start a new church that suits me. I've lost count of the number of churches that are in Bromsgrove that are meeting at this precise moment in time. You could probably, I don't know, 15, I think, different places you could go to. Many of whom have no contact at all with the rest of Christ's body in this town. Oh, I don't like that song. That's not for me. Oh, I didn't like that bit of the service. That wasn't for me. I didn't like that preacher. That's not for me. Each of us have been chosen, yes, to have a personal relationship with God. And that's important. It's the reason why Jesus came, so that people could know God in a personal way. But it says God loves the world. That includes us. It includes us as individuals with our faith and our relationship through Jesus with God, but not at the expense of other people. The community in which God places us, whether we refer to that in terms of church, work, family, town. The things which we face and the way in which we cope with them may well affect others. Mary was a completely, I think, selfless person. And she understood joy in a way that sometimes we use it as an acronym. I can remember Diane doing this in a service, it's probably months and months ago. But joy. Jesus, others, yourself. J-O-Y. Jesus, others, yourself. Sometimes maybe some of us have got too much J-O so that we're not filled with joy. That we think about our needs, our things, what's going on with us before thinking about others. The reason, the third reason, I think, that Mary had that joy was because she knew she belonged. She knew she belonged to a race that was precious to God. She knew she belonged in a loving family. A fiancé who stuck with her, despite the circumstances. A cousin with whom she could share joy. Others within her town. A family that she could have that sense of belonging. Difficulties can be isolating, can't they? There's a lot of lonely people out there in the world, some of whom come to our church on a Sunday morning. We need the support of others. We need a sense of belonging. I've been doing a little bit of retraining as a street pastor, and there were certain ones that we had to come along to, one of which was to be updated on the use of drugs and alcohol in the town. And it ended up not really being about that, did it? The chap who did it, who's got quite an amazing reputation, I've discovered since in the county for the training that he gives, talked mainly about the reasons why people misuse drugs and alcohol. And he kept emphasizing the word belonging, the need and to have that sense of belonging somewhere, with some people, with a group. And that's what's lacking in many people's lives because of the culture and society which we live in and has perhaps been created over the last decades. Sense of belonging. I don't usually watch breakfast news. I prefer to read online and choose what I want to hear or read about. But two snow days at the beginning of this week, I was sat having my breakfast watching breakfast news. And all this week, I don't know when it started, but they've been focusing on this sense of belonging, on the need for people to belong and to feel part of something. They've been doing that through looking at singing. I think it was actually yesterday morning when I once again was sat watching breakfast news, but they were connecting it to sport, and not just sport and playing together, but actually singing, teams singing together. They were looking at the Welsh Rugby Union. The Welsh Rugby Union actually employs a director of music because they feel that that singing together as a team is what makes a difference to their playing. And he, this director of music, was used, went on the British Lions tour, rugby, where you've got players from different nations, and as part of their training, he taught them songs together, to sing together, because it was felt that that would enable them to play together as a team, to feel part of one another. Going back to Monday, they had a professor of music on, can't remember where it's from, but Sheffield, I think. And he was saying how in many other cultures, particularly in African cultures, there's no separate word for making music. It's part of their lives. It's something they do. Get together and sing and dance. And if you've ever been to a black African church or a Caribbean church, you will know that they're just all there together responding to what is going on. That sense of being part of a community, belonging, rather than individuals, I'm not being critical now, sat in a row looking at somebody's head, the back of it. It's so important, isn't it, to know that we belong. And that sense of belonging, along with knowing God personally and knowing his word, can be what gives joy in our hearts and enables us to experience and find joy, even when circumstances might dictate otherwise. Let's just have a moment of quiet just to think and reflect upon things that God might have been saying to you, to your life, how the Holy Spirit wants to work and to move you closer to Jesus, to be more like him. Father God, thank you. Thank you for the depth of your love for each one of us. Love that was shown by giving Jesus, born into this world for each one of us, walking this earth to show us how we should live, how we should be with other people, how we should care for them, how we can be part of a community, how we can be part of something more that you might be doing in the world. Thank you that you showed Mary your love and gave her that joy in her heart to know that she was being chosen by you, but that she was part of something that you were doing that was way, way bigger than she could see or know or imagine. Help us to have that trust in you when things are tough. Help us to know that we can be part of something bigger. Help us to care for one another in a way that brings a sense of belonging and that honours you and your name. Help us to know that that joy that we can find is a fruit of your Holy Spirit. And it's something more than ourselves. You at work in us to play our part in this needy world. Father, help us as we think about those simple symbols of bread and wine to draw closer, even closer to you. And not just to you, though. Help us to remember that we do this as your body, as your people, together. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to move into a time of, as I've said, of thinking about the symbols of bread and wine, Jesus' death on the cross for each one of us.